We are not going to preach through the entirety of this book tonight, through the entirety of this psalm, excuse me. But I do want to read it all, just for context, and just so that we can see everything that it says. We're primarily going to focus our attention on verses 4 through 10 tonight. The Bible tells us the penman of this psalm. The Bible gives us the occasion of this psalm. And it really was one of David's low points, if you will, in his life. But I love where David always turned, even when he was at a low point. David wasn't a perfect man by any means. We know that. We've studied that before. We've studied the life of David. But David was a man of humility. And when David did wrong, David wanted to get right with God. When David did wrong, David turned to God. And so let's read this tonight, Psalm 34, a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. A lot of deceit on the part of David at this very moment in his life. In verse number 1, he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. By the way, nothing better to boast in, is there? My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. See, he's speaking to people and he's saying, look, come with me. Let's magnify the Lord together and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. O fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? By the way, that's all of us, isn't it? Don't we desire long days? Don't we desire good life? Sure we do. Verse 13, he's going to tell them how to have that. He says, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. You see, he's given us a lot of great blessings, hasn't he? He says, look, here's what's going to happen to the righteous. Here's what's going to happen to that individual who's trying to do right. Here's what's going to happen to the righteous cry. But then he says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Doesn't mean we're going to have a life without any problems, does it? No, it just means we have someone to trust in. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. And I want us to notice verse number 6 again, and this is what we're going to study tonight. This is what we're going to preach tonight. I want to preach a message simply entitled, This Poor Man. This Poor Man. And that's who we are tonight, isn't it? We're just a bunch of poor, wretched sinners who've been saved by the grace of God. And God tunes His ear, and inclines His ear to poor men. And I pray that that's what we'll be tonight. Let's pray and ask God to help. And then just want to give you a few truths tonight. And then we're going to take some time and pray tonight. Father, we sure do love you tonight. We're grateful that we can come. We're grateful for salvation tonight. We're thankful for the blood of Christ. Father, that gives us access to the throne of grace. Father, we can come directly and seek help and obtain mercy, Hebrews 4 tells us, and we're thankful that we have a great high priest, Jesus Christ, who sits at your right hand and whoever intercedes for us. And Father, we're so grateful for that tonight. And Father, tonight we're just a bunch of poor individuals who need you to hear our cry tonight. And we're asking that you would hear us tonight. And Father, we know that you do. You tell us in this psalm that you hear us. You heard David. And Father, you hear us. And so, Father, I pray that you teach us tonight. And then, Father, I pray that you would hear us. I pray that you give us a great week this week. Lord, that's our heart. That's our desire. Father, I ask that you would do a work that only you can. Father, would your sweet Holy Spirit, would He please just work in hearts, already even right now, preparing hearts that are going to be here this week, preparing hearts for salvation, preparing hearts for revival, whatever the case would be. Lord, we pray for that tonight. We're asking that your Holy Spirit would work in hearts. Father, we're asking that your Holy Spirit would work in our hearts. Help us to be prepared. Help us to have the right attitude. Help us to have the right spirit. Help us to be yielded to you this week. And Father, we know if we are, Lord, that we're going to yield, we're going to bear that fruit of the Spirit. Help us to do so even this week. We love you, Lord. And we pray all of this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 6, this poor man cried. And I want to show us three things that the poor man has. The poor man tonight, we talked about this morning. The Bible says, look, let me see if we can... I know we see it in verse... just give me a second. Let me find it. Verse number 4. He said, I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my... What's the word there? From all my fears. Now, we have fears sometimes. Now, we know the Bible tells us that God hasn't given us the spirit of fear. He's given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. But we all have times when we have trepidations and we have fear. But look at what verse number 7 says. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him. And we mentioned this morning. We've mentioned it several times recently, even on Wednesday night. That fear that we speak of and that fear that the Bible speaks of is simply a holy reverence for our God. It's simply a humility toward our God. It's simply, here's what it is, it's simply the opposite of pride. It's simply the opposite of pride. It's the opposite of me thinking that I can handle the situation. And instead, I have reverence and humility, and I acknowledge the fact, God, you're going to have to handle this. I acknowledge the fact that He's my help. I acknowledge the fact that in Him is my help. And so the poor man tonight is speaking about this man who has a fear for God and toward God, a humility, a reverence for our God. And so let's see in verses 4 through 10, three things that the poor man, we could really say the fearful man, but the poor man has. First of all tonight, the poor man has the ear of God. You see what the Bible says there again in verse number 4? David said, I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. What did David say? He said, I sought God, and what happened? He heard me. The poor man, the humble man, the reverent man, has the ear of God. By the way, have you ever had someone come to you, maybe in a business setting, with a very haughty and proud heart? Do you have a reticent ear to listen to them? Many times, no. No, because they come with the wrong spirit. But a person that comes in humility with a genuine spirit and asks with a genuine heart, we're more ready to hear, aren't we? Well, the Bible says, David said, look, I sought the Lord. Look, this wasn't my best moment, David says. Or David doesn't necessarily say it. The title there shows us, look, this wasn't my best moment in my life, but here's what I did. I sought the Lord. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Verse 6, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Let me give you a statement if I could. The poor man, first of all, has the ear of God. But I want you to think about this, and if you're taking notes, I'd really encourage you to write this down. A poor, fearful man sought, and a powerful, faithful God saved. A poor, fearful man sought, and the powerful, faithful God, our God, saved. That's what He desires to do for us tonight. When we come, yes, for salvation, but just us tonight, as we think about the week that lies ahead, and as we're going to go to prayer here in just a little bit, look, we just need God's help. We are poor, fearful men seeking God and hoping that our powerful, faithful God will save. And He will. We know that. Number one tonight, the poor man has the ear of God. Listen, and you say, Pastor, I don't know if I believe you on this, but I would rather have the ear of God, and I think I'm serious about this, I would rather have the ear of God than $1 million in the bank. Because our God is much more than a millionaire. And so $1 million in the bank may be a wonderful thing, but to have the ear of our Father who owns it all is much more wonderful, isn't it? That we can go when we have troubles, when everything's okay, when everything maybe is in our perception isn't okay, and we can go, and we can seek. And what does He do? He saves, the Bible says in verse number 6. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The poor man has the ear of God. You know what God does? We've said it so many times. Here's what God does. The Bible says that God inclines His ear. That means He bends His ear toward us. Isn't that good? He cups his ear, he bends his ear, and he listens. Number one tonight, the poor man has the ear of God. Secondly tonight, the poor man has the enlightenment of God. Notice what the Bible says there in verse number 5. Not only does the poor man, the fearful man, the man who acknowledges who he is and what he needs and who he needs, not only does he have the ear of God, but he has the enlightenment of God. The Bible says they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. He has the enlightenment of God. You know the verses, but would you go just briefly, would you go to Psalm 119? Would you go there with me tonight? Not only do we have the ear of God, but we have the enlightenment of God. When an individual acknowledges who he needs and who that individual is. I keep going back to our Sunday school class this morning. We spoke about how God's Word is our guide for life. And a person that acknowledges that, a young person that acknowledges, look, I understand I need God to guide me. I understand that I need God's Word to guide me. You know what God's going to do? God's going to guide him. When anyone, a young person, one of these young men up here, an adult, when anyone goes to the Word of God acknowledging, you know, that's what I need. I need the Word of God. You know what God does? He gives him light. Look at verse number 9. You're in Psalm 119. Verse number 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Verse 11. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Verse 105. This speaks more to the enlightenment that we're talking about. Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is what? A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know what the poor man has? He has the ear of God, but he also has the enlightenment of God. God enlightens him. God guides him. God leads him. God directs him. As Proverbs 3 says, God directs him in his paths, in the right path, if you will. Verse 130. 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Verse 130, the entrance of thy words giveth what? Giveth light. It giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. The entrance of thy words giveth light. That's why even when we don't necessarily feel like reading our Bible every day. And look, I get it. There are some days you may not feel like reading it. There are some days you may get up, you're tired. There may be some days when, you know what, maybe there's a day when you're just having an emotionally hard day. And we would think that would be the time we go to the Word of God. But you know, many times when individuals are having an emotional day, they don't want to go to the Word of God. Now, that's not right. But even on those days, you know why it's important that we go to the Word of God? Because when we read it, it gives light. It gives light. It puts light into us, even if we don't feel like reading it. I was listening even this week. The preacher mentioned the man George Mueller. Many of you would know that name. He was the man that prayed probably millions of dollars into his orphanage. Prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And someone asked him one day, he actually was getting ready, he was really close to death. He didn't know it, but he was close to death. And someone asked him, he said, Mr. Mueller, you're such a happy Christian. He said, what has given you such happiness over these 60 plus years as a Christian? This is what he said. He said, for 69 years, I've gotten up every day and I have put my knees on the floor and I've read my Bible until God gave me a promise from His Word. And when I found a promise in His Word, by the way, George Mueller read his Bible four times a year, every year for 69 years. Let that sink in for a minute. Four times a year, every year for 69 years. He said, I get on my knees and I read my Bible. He read his Bible on his knees. And he said, I read it and I read it until I find a promise. And then I take that promise and I say, God, you promised. And I'm waiting for it to happen. Not in an irreverent way, but in a Hebrews 4 way when it says we can come boldly before the throne of grace. You know what the poor man has? He has the ear of God, but he also has the enlightenment of God. He has the Word of God. He has that light, that Word that when it comes in, it gives light and then it gives more light and it gives more light. By the way, 105 says, His Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. He lights every step that we take. He doesn't light our path a mile or a year down the road. He lightens our path right now, doesn't He? We don't know what's going to happen in a year, but He lightens our path for right now. This poor man, first of all, the poor man has the ear of God. He has the enlightenment of God, but notice this, back in Psalm 34. This is so good. Number three tonight, the poor man has the encampment of God. He has the ear of God. He has the enlightenment of God. And thirdly tonight, he has the encampment of God. The Bible says in verse number 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that do what? That fear Him. That's this poor man. That fear Him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there's no want to them that fear Him. Never lose your tremble, right? Never lose your tremble. Fear the Lord, for there is no want to them that fear Him. When Israel lost its tremble in Hosea chapter 13, verse number 1. And they began to serve and worship Baal. What happened? What did the Bible say in verse 1 of Hosea 13? They did what? They destroyed themselves. That's what we find in verse 9. What did it say in verse 1? They did what? The Bible says they died. Spiritually speaking, they died spiritually. But the Bible says, for there is no want to them that fear Him. The young lions do lack, and they suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Dear friend, tonight, that's what I want us to do. I want us to seek God. Because the poor man, that man that seeks God, the man, David probably didn't deserve any of this at this moment. He wasn't living right. He wasn't doing right. But in his humility, in his acknowledgement, he knew where he needed to go, and he did. And what happened? God saved. God delivered him out of all of his troubles. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Here's the problem. So many times we think that means, well, it means possessions. It means money. No. It could just very simply mean peace. It could mean peace. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. He has the ear of God. He has the enlightenment of God. He has the encampment of God. What does God do? He protects. Verse 7, He proves. Verse number 8, what does He say? Taste and what? See. You know what He's saying there? He's saying, prove me. Hey, young people tonight, you know what He's telling you tonight? He's saying, prove me. Just keep trusting me. If you'll trust me and if you'll trust my word, I'll taste and see. You ever had someone say, hey, taste this? And you're kind of skeptical whether you should taste it or not? Now, man, if it's your wife asking you to taste it, I hope you're not skeptical of that. But maybe some of you are. But have you ever had someone do that? Hey, taste this for me. Yeah, I don't know. I'm smelling it, and I don't think if it tastes as bad as it smells, I don't think I want to taste it. You know what God says? God says taste it because it's always good. Even during the trying times, He says, oh, taste and see what? That the Lord is good. And He's good all the time, isn't He? Doesn't matter the circumstance. Doesn't matter what happens in our lives. The Bible says, taste and see. What does He do? He protects, He proves, He provides. He protects, He proves, He provides. Verses 9 and 10. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. This poor man, what did this poor man do? He cried. He prayed. He sought the Lord. And what does the Bible say in verse number 4? And delivered me from all my fears. What does it say in verse 6? And saved him out of all his troubles. Let's be some poor men tonight and some poor ladies. You say, Pastor, I am poor. I don't have a dime to my name right now. That's not what I'm talking about. It's not what I'm talking about. And by the way, I was listening to the same preacher who was talking about George Mueller. I was listening to him last night. He was talking about his granddaddy. He was talking about his daddy. His daddy was a preacher. But he was talking about his granddaddy. And he said, you know what? He said, my granddaddy died with 3 cents to his name. And he said, I'm not lying. He said, that's for real. He said, my granddaddy died. He had 3 cents. He had no money in the bank. He had 3 cents to his name. He said, but here's the truth. He said, what my granddaddy left our family, spiritually speaking, is worth more than any money that anybody could ever leave someone. By the way, he said, my dad told the other siblings, he said, we're not going to fight over this inheritance. I'm taking all 3 pennies. And enlightenment, encampment, the ear of God. This poor man. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to pray, and we're going to be dismissed. But I want to encourage you. You can stay with your family if you want to. Some of you men, if y'all want to get together and pray, ladies. But if you want to stay with your family, that's absolutely fine as well. But can I give you a few things to pray for and be more specific other than just saying, Lord, be with Vacation Bible School and Teen War this week. That's okay because God knows what we need. But let's be a little more specific this week, and let's pray. Let me ask you to pray for the van as it runs this week. Pray for protection. Let me ask you to pray for the kids that will be coming, that the Holy Spirit will prepare their hearts, even the little ones. Let me ask you to pray for those that will be speaking this week. The Bible lesson this week, I'd ask you to pray for me. For the teen war this week, I'd ask you to pray for me. I'd ask you to pray for Brother Steve. Brother Steve's going to be preaching Thursday night. Brother Jeff is going to be preaching Tuesday night. And so pray for them as well. And by the way, if y'all come Tuesday and Thursday and that's it, my feelings are going to be hurt. But I'm just teasing. Pray for them as they speak this week. Let me ask you to pray for all of our workers. You don't have to write these names down, but I can give you a little idea of who's doing what, and you can be praying for them. Miss Kathy and Paige are going to be taking care of the 4- and 5-year-olds this week. Miss Patty and Miss Joe are going to be taking care of the 1st through 3rd graders. The Baines, Brother Mac and Miss Glenda, Lord willing. Pray for Miss Glenda. She's not feeling well tonight, but they're going to be taking care of the 4th through 6th graders. Pray for Miss Pam. She's going to be doing the missionary story this week. Pray for Miss Megan. She's going to be doing the memory verses this week. And Miss Joy and Carly's going to be helping in there, so pray for them as well. Miss Elisa is going to be doing the crafts this week. She does them every year and just does a super job. Pray for her. Kids don't always want to listen to instructions during craft time, do they, Miss Elisa? And so pray for them. I know JP doesn't want to listen, so you pray for that. Pray for JP this week. He'll be here this week. Some of the workers just said, I'm not coming now. Pray for Miss Elisa. Brianna and Rachel will be helping her this week. And pray for Joshua and Austin. They'll be doing the games this week. Pray for Miss Mary and Miss Louise. They're the favorite people this week. They're the snack ladies. And pray for them this week. Hey, if you mess up on snacks, they may not come back. So but you got to get the snacks right. But pray for them. Pray for Miss Beverly. She'll be doing music and nursery and just other things, whatever needs to be done this week. Pray for Brother Steve as he leads music during Teen War. Pray for Brother Chris as he's playing. He'll be playing during Teen War and getting all of the things together. And so those are some things to pray for this week. And pray for safety. Pray for safety during the games. Pray for good weather this week, that we could have good weather and every night would be okay. Pray for the ladies. They'll be taking care of the snacks during Teen War. I'm half-heartedly teasing, but I'm really not. Pray that our neighbor will hear the Word of God this week, because he's going to hear it 5 nights. Now, after the first night, he may not be home every night. But pray for our neighbors. By the way, we hear them, so this week they're going to get to hear us. And, he is a good guy, and I'm praying that he'll be saved. And so pray that they'll hear the Word this week. If they're home, they're going to hear it. And pray that instead of turning the music up in the shop, pray that they'll just listen and pray that the Holy Spirit will work in their hearts, okay? And let's just pray that we'll have the favor of God this week. Pray for physical strength. You know, many times the devil has an inroad when we are physically tired. The devil has an inroad, and boy, many times we give into the flesh. Just pray for physical strength this week. There will be individuals who will be helping in the morning and the evening, and just pray for strength. Pray for Adam and Jeffrey. They'll be doing the games in Team War this week, and Miss Megan, I'm sure, will be helping as well there. And so just pray for everyone that has a part this week, and just ask God to bless. We want to see young people saved, and we want to see young people revived. Those that are away from God, we want to see them come back. Those that aren't saved, we want to see them saved. That's why we do this. That's why Brother Snow spent hours doing this Ferris wheel up here. Not because it's his favorite thing to do, but because it's just a tool. It's just something for the kids to enjoy, because we want to be able to present the gospel to them. And so let's pray. I'm going to pray and be dismissed. It's about 10 till 7. And so we have plenty of time tonight. Let's just stay and pray. Most everything is done with the decorations. We do, let me ask, once we're finished praying, we do need to get the choir room set up for crafts. And Miss Elisa will be over there and let you know how she wants it. She'll need 3 or 4 tables or 5, and she'll need some metal chairs, some folding chairs. So some of you young men, if y'all can help with that after we're done. That's really the only thing that's just a couple things that are left to be done. But let's pray. I'm going to pray and dismiss. If you need to go, I understand that, but I really would encourage all of us just to stay. Maybe stay with our families and let's spend some time in prayer. Father, thank you for this psalm. And Lord, it's full of a lot of other truth than just what we looked at tonight in verses 4 through 10. But Father, I thank you that a poor man can just come and cry. And Father, that when he comes and cries with a genuine heart, with a repentant heart, with a heart of humility, Father, you bend your ear toward us. Father, you encamp round about us. Father, you give us those the angel of the Lord, you give us those guardians to encamp round about us. You protect us. You provide for us. You ask us to prove you because you want to protect. You want to provide. You just ask us to trust you and prove you. And Father, I'm thankful for the enlightenment that you give us. And that comes through your word. And Father, you give all of that just to poor men, poor women, poor individuals that simply just come to you by simple faith. Father, help us as we pray tonight. I pray that you would indeed bend your ear, incline your ear toward us tonight. And Father, I pray that you'd give us a favored and a blessed week this week. May we see young people revived. May we see young people saved this week. And Father, no matter what happens, we just ask that you would watch over us, care for us, and we're going to praise you and thank you. We're going to trust you for anything and everything that you're going to accomplish in our lives this week. And Father, we just pray all of this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, let's pray.